T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 8:05 on Friday. That means it's time for our weekly visit with my good pal, Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the media and PR firm Spring Story. First, Jason, how you doing, my man?
Good morning, Gary. You're holding down the fort all right, huh?
Yeah. I can keep the car in between the lines, you know, and safely navigate till John's back. So it's all good.
Yeah, well, you know, the big news this week, broken by Style Weekly, actually, the Kehinde Wiley statue that's going to be coming to the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, that is... that's something else. It's based on what he became fascinated, as you guys have been reporting this morning, by the Jeb Stuart statue, which was put on monument in 1907. So a lot is changing. This statue is going to go on Arthur Ashe Boulevard, what will be the new Arthur Ashe Boulevard, in December. It's the largest work that Kehinde Wiley has done. It's going to be about 30 feet tall, and we're going to get a little hint of it in September in Times Square, and then it's going to come down here. So it's a really big deal. Also, for the museum itself, they've been working to really bolster their collection of African-American art. They have it as a goal to be one of the premier institutions with a collection that features that kind of art. And so this will be a big centerpiece.
Okay, Jason, Paul Goldman hasn't heard that old axiom, so he's been fighting City Hall. What's the latest?
He has. This has been ongoing news. A while back, the Richmond Times-Dispatch got some documents and a FOIA request, and that helped them do a lot of reporting in the early days on the whole idea of redeveloping this part of downtown, the Coliseum and all that stuff around it, really a $1.4 billion plan. So since then, other people have been trying to get those documents, and the city won't release them. So Paul Goldman, who, of course, a big-time Democratic activist and was an advisor to Governor Wilder, took them to court. He won at the end of May. And since then, he's been trying to get the documents. The city has been kind of putting up a fight, saying it wanted to appeal. And it seems that overnight, yesterday, they've reached an agreement. He's going to get some documents today. I'm supposed to get some of these as well after they come to that resolution. These are emails that go back to the planning between the planners and the city that hopefully will shed some light on the idea behind the plan. Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen. We've also been trying to get the RFP that was sent in by the NH District to bid on this project. It's the only company that bid on it, but we'll see what happens there.
We're talking to Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the media PR firm Spring Story. So let's just state this for what it is. There's about to be another place where Trey and I can get U-Crop's breakfast pizza.
Yeah, not too far away from the station. This was another very Richmond news item this week. U-Crops is going to be back on the scene, not with a grocery store, but they want to build a place where you can pick up some of those prepared foods, baked goods, and actually make some of that fried chicken and the potato wedges that everybody loves without having to go to a grocery store. So they have their eye on this former sanctuary building of Bon Air Baptist Church, the one at Horsepin and Patterson. It's not a done deal yet, but in a week, they're going to be going before the Henrico Planning Commission to see if they can get that property and get it zoned for what they need. And then it'll come before the Board of Supervisors in August. And then who knows how long it'll take, but we might be seeing a standalone U-Crops food hall fairly soon.
I'm interested where they came up with the phrase food hall. I've never really...
I don't know. You know, it sounds like it would be in a church sanctuary. Or something like that.
That's for sure.
Yeah, like a church supper. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to what's happening this weekend, starting with the unveiling of the new name and the dedication of the boulevard under a new name.
Yeah, and it's interesting that we got the news about the Kehinde Wiley statue, because that's going to be on the boulevard, and we're renaming that officially this weekend. On Saturday is the big event, and they're going to have kind of an official unveiling of the new name and some dedication at 11 a.m. in front of the Virginia Museum of History and Culture, right there, actually beside the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. Representative John Lewis is going to be there speaking. And then from 1 to 5 p.m., there's a block party and community celebration being held down at the Arthur Ashe Athletic Center. Games, food trucks, music, you know, all kinds of stuff. Very family friendly. There are going to be tennis clinics for kids. And if you want to park, that's on a lot of people's mind, free parking at VMFA, free parking at the Arthur Ashe Athletic Center, which is down by the Diamond, and they'll shuttle people back and forth as needed. So it should be a fairly easy place to get in and out. There's a lot of music this weekend, too, Gary, tonight especially. Do you remember Styx?
Yeah.
Styx is going to be in town. Come Sail Away. They're going to be at Richmond Raceway tonight. Also, there's an Aretha Franklin tribute with a lot of different musicians at the Broadberry. It's hard to believe this, but there are only two more Friday Cheers left in the season, and one is tonight, Robert Glasper, 6 to 9:30 at Brown's Island. Only $10. He's a Grammy winner. I mean, you can't get much better than that. It's going to be beautiful weather. And then if you're into going inside, The Wiz is opening at Virginia Rep this weekend. So plenty of things to choose from, and it should be gorgeous weather out there.
You know, I'm not saying I'm against the changing of the name to Arthur Ashe Boulevard, but those of us that have lived in Richmond a long time, that's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear if it gets shortened to, I'm going to, you know, head down on Ashe Boulevard, or if people are still going to call it the Boulevard, but the signs will proudly declare Arthur Ashe Boulevard.
Yep. How long before the exit signs on 95 change, too? That'll be interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Listen, I don't have too much time on my hands, so we need to go, okay?
Good to see you. Thanks, Gary.
Okay, that's Jason Roop, former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the media and PR firm Spring Story, right here on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.